Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Locked.
Oh, check the window. It may be open.
You really think Sherlock Holmes leaves his windows unlocked?
Exactly. It's almost too stupid not to try.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.
I can't believe that worked.
After you.
All right, Hampton, this is a quick in-and-out job. I'm sure you're unfamiliar. I'll take east, you take west, James upstairs. There's a secret games room behind the mahogany bookcase. Just pull the copy of King Solomon's Mines. He thinks it's funny. I know.
I must say, Madge, I am surprised how gung-ho you are about this.
I had my reservations, but now that we're here, let's just fucking do this.
James, look!
You found it?
Journals. Sherlock Holmes's journals. It makes so much sense.
Oh, what's it say?
Have we completely given up on the in and out?
Oh my God.
What?
Is it about the Golem murders?
It's indecipherable.
What, like a code?
No, cursive, but still.
Aha! Found it!
What?
Seriously, the note. The note that Martha left. The reason that we...
Ah, right.
Right. That's great. So, no golem evidence. Fantastic. So, she did leave one.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, dear.
Me too. I got carried away investigating.
Snooping is more like it.
Call it whatever you like, but I can't just turn off my investigatorial instincts like any other civilian.
Oh, so they've been in the on position this whole time.
Let's focus on the positives here. Martha left you a note.
Exactly. She left me a note. Like I'm a goddamn carrier pigeon.
No, James is right. It could have been worse. Remember when we thought she left you nothing at all?
Actually, you're right. This was quite considerate of her. Maybe I shouldn't give up on her just yet.
Well, we're not saying that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think what Hampton is trying to say is that it still may not be the best fit. She drives you up the wall. She cancels plans at a moment's notice. She loves Earl Grey. Don't forget why you broke up with her in the first place.
And I've been wrong before. Maybe I am now.
In which direction?
I don't know.
What does the note say? Maybe I can deduce some clues as to their whereabouts. Or her feelings, through her diction or punctuation.
Is that right? When's the last time you deduced a girl's feelings through her diction and punctuation?
Give me the note. To Madge. I mean, great stuff.
James, you read it.
Hey. Sorry, I have some bad news. I completely forgot, but the boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend, which gives me the time to get out of the city and see my son. I know it's not convenient, but can we reschedule for when I'm back? I promise I'm not trying to do that thing where I don't tell you in person to avoid your reaction to bad news. Also, sorry you had to break in to get this. I completely forgot. I could have just run it across the street. Oh well, next time. Sincerely, Martha Hudson. Huh, I didn't know she had a son.
For the best. He's a little twat, if you know what I mean.
How old is he?
I don't know. 6? 24?
Oh my God. Did you hear that?
What? Did she say she loves me?
Sherlock Holmes and John Watson are on holiday.
Pretty sure she said they're on a case, but...
Right, like they've solved everything in London, so now they get to travel for work. Unbe-fucking-leavable.
Have you ever been to Dartmoor in the summer?
God, no. I hate the country.
It won't change your mind.
Forks and Stallion is a brand new audio drama by Ian Gears and Lauren Grace Thompson. Coming this fall. Find us on Twitter, Tumblr and Instagram at 224bbaker and on our website, 224bbaker.com. Join us on September 19th for Chapter 1, The Case of the Best Case Scenario.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.